Titan in Amen Style Vocal Texture for Timeless Roller Momentum in Ableton Live 12, Intermediate. In this lesson, we're building something that acts like a breakbeat, but it's made out of voice, not a vocal hook that sits on top, but a rhythmic vocal texture that pushes a roller forward, fast, syncopated, a bit gritty, and locked into the same pocket as your drums. We are staying inside stock Ableton Live 12 tools, and we're focusing on composition decisions as much as sound design. Because the real trick is this: if it's timed and shaped like a drum loop, it mixes like a drum loop. All right, let's get set up. First, pick a vocal source that actually chops well. You want hard consonants, T, K, S, CH, breaths, shouts, ad-libs, MC bits, chopped rap, dancehall phrases, and try to keep it relatively dry. If it's already swimming in reverb, you can still use it, but you'll spend your energy fighting tails instead of building groove. Also, you don't need much. 1 to 4 bars is plenty. We are making texture, not a top line. Now drop the vocal into arrangement view. Turn warp on. Set the seg BPM so the phrase roughly matches your project tempo. If you're writing a roller, you're probably around 172 to 176. Don't stress about perfect tempo detection. This is about getting it in the right neighborhood. Choose a warp mode. Start with Complex Pro so you can still recognize the words. If it gets smeary, switch to Complex. If the vocal is super percussive and short, beats can actually give you cleaner transients. Now do the timing pass, and this is where you start thinking like a break editor. Zoom in. Find the important hits, the consonants, the T at the start of a word, the bite of a K, the edge of a breath. Put warp markers on those, and line them up to 16 THS or 8 THS. Here's the mindset: don't quantize the whole thing into a robot. Anchor the rhythm. Let a few micro 8 bits exist if they feel human, but don't let the vocal drag behind the drums. The goal is that it sits like percussion, not like a pad floating over the track. Once it feels like it's punching in time, convert it into something playable. Right-click the warped clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient first. If it gives you way too many slices, switch to 1/16. Live will create a drum rack full of slices, each one sitting in a sampler. Before you write any MIDI, do some slice curation. This is one of the biggest intermediate producer upgrades. Go through the pads and audition. If there are weak, mushy syllables, or random mid-word chunks that don't have a clear transient, delete them or mute them. Keep a tight palate. 6 to 10 slices is often the sweet spot. And while you're here, normalize the loudness of the slices. Otherwise, your groove decisions will be accidents. One pad will just be louder because the rapper leaned into the mic, and suddenly your accent pattern is just the recording dynamics. You can open each sampler and adjust volume or drop a utility on individual pads if you prefer. The goal is roughly even hits, so velocity becomes musical later. Now create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the drum rack track. This is where we program an Amen-style vocal rhythm. Think in roller logic. The snare on 2 and 4 is sacred space. Your vocal texture should push into it, decorate around it, but not sit directly on top of it all the time. A solid starting pattern goes like this. Put your strongest vocal hit on bar 1 beat 1. Then put another strong hit on bar 1 beat 2 and then another on beat 4. That gives you a clear framework that feels like a break's main accents. Now add ghost slices on 16th offbeats, especially as pickups into the snares. Notes like 1E, 2A, 3E, 4A. Keep them quieter and think nervous energy, not main event. Then add one stutter per bar, but keep it tasteful. A classic move is 2/1/32 notes right before a snare. It's that little TRRR that makes the groove feel like it's accelerating without actually changing tempo. If your vocal starts fighting the snare, you have two options. Either move it earlier as a pickup, or remove it entirely and create a hole. In drum and bass, silence is a weapon. Now we tighten the slices so they behave like drum hits. Open one of the key slices in Sampler. Go to the amp envelope. Set attack to basically 0, maybe up to 2 milliseconds if you're getting clicks. Set decay somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Pull sustain all the way down, so it doesn't hold a vowel forever. Then set release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. You're turning each slice into a controlled hit. If a slice is vowel heavy and smeary, shorten decay and release just for that pad. Keep consonants, tame vowels, and a very practical tip: use choke groups. In the drum rack, assign related pads to the same choke group so one cuts the other off. This prevents overlap mush, and it mimics how breaks behave. The next hit replaces the last. It instantly cleans the pocket. Now we build the two-layer system. This is the magic. One layer is tight and punchy, the other is ghostly and spatial, and together they feel like a living breakbeat texture. Duplicate your drum rack track. Name one tight and the other ghost. On the tight layer, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz with a steep slope so it's nowhere near your sub. If it's boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 450. And if it needs bite, a small boost around 2 to 5k helps consonants cut. Next, add saturator. Use analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then trim output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Saturation is what makes it feel break-like it belongs beside drums. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Bring down the threshold so you're getting maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you want, enable soft clip. What you're doing here is making the vocal behave like it's part of a drum bus, not a separate lead. Now the key tightness knob. Gate. Sidechain off for the moment. Set the threshold so tails stop quickly. Return very fast, around 0 to 10 milliseconds. Hold 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 40 to 90 milliseconds. You'll hear it immediately. Suddenly it's ticks and hits instead of words and blur. One teacher note, if you want gritty consonants but controlled tails, put the gate after the distortion, not before. That way you keep the harmonics, but you still chop the decay. Now the ghost layer. This one is movement plus air, but controlled. Start with auto filter in bandpass mode. Set the frequency somewhere between about 600 Hz and 3K. Add a bit of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. Then add a subtle LFO so it breathes. Rate it 1/4 or 1/8 is great, and keep the amount small. You want motion, not a wobble show. If you want jungle grit, add redux lightly. Downsample 2 to 8, minimal bit reduction. This is seasoning. If it turns into white noise, you went too far. Then add echo. Turn sync on. Try 1/8.it or 1/16. Keep feedback low, like 10 to 25%. Use the echoes filter. High pass up to about 300, low pass down to 6 to 8K. Keep modulation low. The goal is short, rhythmic repeats that reinforce the roller, not long trails that smear it. Then add reverb, short room style. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass the reverb around 300 to 600. Low pass around 7 to 10k. Dry slash wet maybe 5 to 12%. The ghost layer should be felt more than heard. Now do a quick mono check on the ghost. Put utility on it and toggle mono. If it collapses weirdly or gets harsh, reduce width or narrow the reverb and echo. Wider isn't always bigger at 174 BPM. Next, we groove lock it to the drum so it inherits the same pocket as your breaks. Method is groove pool. If you have a drum loop or break in the set, right-click it and extract groove. In the groove pool, set timing around 20 to 40%, velocity 10 to 25%, random 2 to 8%. Then apply that groove to your vocal MIDI clip. Instant same drummer feeling. Method B is the tightest, and it's very roller-friendly. Sidechain gate the tight layer to your drums. Put a gate on the tight layer, enable sidechain, and feed it from your drum bus or kick plus snare group. Use the listen mode briefly to dial it. Raise threshold until the vocal opens with the drum hits. This gives you rhythmic pumping without that obvious compressor swell, and it keeps the vocal out of the way when the drums need space. Now let's make it feel alive like an amen, with micro variation. Every two bars, change something small. Swap one slice for a call and response feel, or remove one hit before a snare to create a hole. That little subtraction is often more exciting than adding another stutter. Every four bars, add a one beat fill, a rapid 1/16 stutter, then a hard stop. The gate you set earlier makes these edits sound intentional instead of messy. Every eight bars, create a signature moment. Pitch one response slice down by 3 or 5 semitones, or reverse a single hit. Use it like punctuation. Rollers win with consistency, so keep the identity stable and let the edits be quick sparks. If you want controlled chaos without losing the motif, use Live 12 MIDI probability. Keep anchor hits at 100%. Set ghost hits to maybe 35 to 65%. Set stutters to 10 to 25%. Over 32 bars, it'll feel alive without rewriting your pattern. Now let's place it in an arrangement like a real roller, a classic structure. In the intro, use ghost layer only, filtered, a bit of echo. You're establishing identity without showing the whole trick. In the build, bring the tight layer in quietly, more gated, like it's teasing the groove. In the drop, bars 1 to 16, keep it steady. Minimal fills. Let the drums and bass do the heavy lifting. Bar is 17 to 32, add occasional stutters and maybe one pitch flip. just enough to refresh the ear. Then in the break, strip back to ghost layer with a little reverb swell, and a pro move that works almost every time. Mute the vocal texture for one bar right before a phrase change or a fill. That silence makes the return feel like it hits harder, even if the level is the same. If you want an upgrade path for heavier or darker drum and bass, make a throat layer. Duplicate the tight layer, pitch it down 12 semitones, low pass around 1 to 2k, saturate harder and keep it very quiet. You'll feel menace without turning it into a lead. And if you ever reach the point where you want brutal, classic jungle style edits, resample, freeze and flatten the vocal group, or record it to a print track for 8 to 16 bars. Then you can do hard cuts, micro fades to remove clicks, reverse single pickups cleanly, and make one-off amen edits without touching your original rack. Quick mini practice to lock this in. Build a 16-bar drop vocal texture that evolves without getting busier. Choose a 1-bar vocal phrase. Slice it. Keep 8 slices you genuinely like. Write a 2-bar bass loop. Add 1 fill in bar 4 and bar 8. Build tight and ghost layers with the chains we used. Then automate one thing. Slowly raise the ghost layer's auto-filter frequency over 16 bars so the energy opens up.